Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to another episode of Nerd Up. This week, I've got Dalton Anthony.
Yo.
Daisy Gray.
For a split second, I thought you said Nerds for Hire, and I was like, wait, what?
We're not prepared.
I'm tired.
Not even a little bit ready for that show. But yeah, that's Asa, one of the other nerds, and then Mandy.
That's me.
The fourth nerd.
Only half nerd, because I'm not on Nerds for Hire, so I'm only the half nerd.
No, it just means you're not for hire. We sell ourselves out. That's the point. And then I'm your host, Jesse Kimball. And I don't know why Dalton's looking like something's upsetting him.
Because I had like four jokes pop in my head, but we stopped doing that kind of show 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's fair. All right, so Infinity War. I'm going to go ahead and start with this because this was something that made me really happy. So Marvel tweeted out about Infinity War. Robert Downey Jr. asked if we could get it a little bit sooner. And then Marvel tweeted back that they're going to move it up a week. Oh. So then they moved it up a week.
What a bae. I love him.
I am very certain that was just a really clever marketing thing.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I still like to believe that they did it because Robert Downey Jr. wanted them to.
Maybe the world's not that bad.
I love that whole Twitter exchange, too. Because it was like, all right, you know, because Avengers tweeted something. And he's like, well, can we move it up earlier? He's like, I want to see it early. And like, sure. Can I bring my friends? How many are you thinking? I don't know. The whole world? Okay. April
27th. Aww. Yeah. No, it was really sweet and really fun. And I really enjoy that that's a thing that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And also, we're getting the movie even sooner.
Right?
Yeah. Yes.
Not much sooner, but sooner.
I'm going to Debbie Downer it. You bet. I couldn't find a way. That means there's a bigger wait between Infinity War and Infinity Wars 2.
That's true.
Because I know. Unless they... Which, do we have a date for that?
No.
Okay. So, but it's that thing where it's like, because I know what they're going to do. And I know it's going to end on some, like, super annoying cliffhanger.
Well, yeah. Because it is a part one.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, no. Yeah. We're aware it's a part one. Mm-hmm. But we know it's going to end with, like, someone dying. And it's going to be really upsetting. And I'm going to have to wait for the resolution.
Yep. Though I think there are going to be, like, aren't there going to be Marvel movies, like MCU movies in between part one and part two?
Yeah. I mean, I would assume so because with the schedule that they're pumping out, doing like three a year.
Right. And we've only had Black Panther so far this year. Or did we have it?
Because
it's just been Black Panther.
Ant-Man and Wasp comes out after.
Yeah, it does. After? Yeah. Because that one is, oh, God.
I'm going to look because I thought it was like later in the year.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, because I was thinking, like, July?
Does that sound right? That
does sound right. I just love that Disney's making so much...
July 6th.
Okay.
There it is.
Hey, look at me.
I love that Disney's making so many movies that are going to make so much money that they're just like, all right, we got to space this out. If we give it another week, that'll let everything air out a little bit more before Han Solo, or a little bit after Han Solo. Wait, Han Solo's before it, right?
Han Solo's after...
Infinity War?
Infinity War, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like, all right, if we
air... Because it's end of May?
That I don't know.
I think that does sound right. But it's just like, we'll let this air out a little bit, make sure we get as much money as we can, and then we'll get in with Avengers, and then we'll let that one air out. Good thing we pushed that up a week. Now we can let more, whatever, Ant-Man and Wasp. Yeah, no, it's just they have too many, like, balls up in the air, and they're just like, all right, we got to figure out how to make the most. Now they're just, like, maximizing profit.
They're smart.
No, it's intelligent. It's just funny that they're like, instead of pushing a movie back, which is usually the general consensus, of being like, all right, we don't really want to hit this kind of movie thing. They're just like, we're going to bump this one up, and that just lets everything breathe a little bit better.
Also, Solo is May 25th.
Yeah, well, so
you're on fire, sir.
I know. Yeah, so I guess Disney didn't want to do, like, that would make sense to me anyway. They didn't want to do...
kind of cannibalize two huge movies in the same month.
Right, even though it was early May and late May.
Mm-hmm.
But that gives over a month, well, right at a month, I guess, between...
releases.
Yeah, the Infinity War. Why couldn't I think of that?
Did you see the thing, since you said Solo, about Disney being accused of plagiarizing the posters?
Nope.
No.
Huh.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's so... And, like, when you look at the ones that they're... I can't find the full, because this website's not loading. But, like, yeah, someone online was like, hey, so I made these posters. The one on the right is the Solo movie, and then the one on the left is, like, it says Funk. So, yeah. But it's like it was for a series of music videos, or not music videos, like music genres. And it was
I feel like
because they did one, they have like, it's like Solo, Lando, Chewie, yeah. And yeah, there's one
seen,
more.
I've seen that Solo poster.
But then it was like, you know, funk, jazz,
yeah,
R&B. Like, I don't know if that's actual.
I feel like that style is used a lot, though.
Right. I was about to say, I don't think that's a unique style. Like, the color scheme is the same,
yeah,
which is unfortunate. Which,
and for all four, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, it was, because there was four of the ones for the Star Wars one, and then there were four for the, like, quote-unquote, yeah, original one.
That I mean, I'd probably be mad, too.
Yeah, that definitely makes it less likely that it was a coincidence. But,
yeah.
Because, yeah, I definitely have seen, like, that style of poster around for a long time in multiple different varieties.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure if we looked around, I'm pretty positive somewhere in this building we have a promotional poster with that kind of style going.
I mean, more than likely.
Because it's not uncommon. But, yeah, no, doing the same exact same color scheme for four different posters, that's,
yeah,
a little,
and putting him in a row like that, that, yeah.
Yeah, it's the chance for coincidence there is real low.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Disney marketing.
Because, like, Microsoft did the same thing. Like, someone on
the
Reddit
PUBG thing.
Took a thing on PUBG. He's just like, oh, hey, look at this poster I made for it. Like, look at my fan art because I like this game. I want to make art about it. And, like, 2 weeks later, new marketing materials. It's that. Which Microsoft actually, like, reached out to the person and been like, oh, we didn't know. Someone just, like, I'm assuming someone in their art department
got
fired.
I thought it was an ad that PUBG gave them. Mm-mm. Like, PUBG gave to Microsoft. Like, I know that the original artwork was just
that
some random
know.
Fan. But yeah, then I thought the artwork that, yeah, Microsoft posted came from PUBG. But for, you know, to celebrate the whole Xbox One X release.
Right. But yeah, that I don't know the steps. I just saw that Microsoft was like, yeah, we were on a...
Yeah, they took care of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so kudos to them. Unless, of course, you know, they knew what they were doing. And they're like, well, we got caught. So, gonna make it right, I guess.
Probably. Probably that one.
Yeah, almost certainly. But anyway, Wreck-It Ralph.
Ooh.
We got the sequel trailer. It was...
I'm excited.
No, I am too. I loved that first movie. It was so good.
Same.
And I'm really excited for the second one. And the little bunny at the end, mm-hmm, has already become a meme.
Oh, God.
Okay, I say the bunny. The bunny hasn't become a meme. The little girl screaming
at the...
looks
like Moana.
Yeah. Yeah, she looks like Kid Moana.
I know. I'm dead.
And, yeah, for those of you that haven't seen it, I mean, you should watch it. But basically the thing involves a bunny exploding and on this little girl's game that she's playing on her tablet. And the little girl freaks out.
Yep.
For, you know,
obvious reasons.
So I don't know if this is a spoiler or not, but because I remember the name being stupid. Like, they named it something dumb.
Wreck-It Ralph Breaks the Internet.
Ralph Breaks the Internet. Wreck-It Ralph 2. One, I hate the phrase Breaks the Internet. Like, I've hated it since they first tried to do it with Kim Kardashian. Like,
oh,
it,
yeah.
And then it just became immediately overused.
Because everything breaks the internet. If Emma Watson was ever naked, it would break the internet. Blah,
the number one cat, like, and then it has the cast list. The number one casting is the girl from Moana, credited as Moana. So that might act.
I'm sure then, that somebody just put that in there.
That's on Google. Like, that's on the Google, like, when you just search it. And I don't know how easily that is to, you know.
Google pulls a lot of stuff from Wikipedia.
Okay, it might. So, I don't know.
So, yeah, like, it would not surprise me if that was the case, if that was why there's. Because the little girl was definitely the character model from Moana.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, as young Moana.
Mm-hmm.
Which was really funny to me, but.
And I know IMDb, before it's out, is not that bit, like, reputable of a source, but it is also saying the exact same thing.
Yeah, IMDb is also editable by fans.
So. Before, that's why they had to leave and go floating and not live in the mainland, because she was scarred.
She completely forgot technology.
Yeah, they were like, no more technology. It's bad for our kid. And then they went sailing.
But yeah, no, like, I just keep seeing, like, basically that meme of just, like, you know, my reaction when you see something like that. Yeah, it's just... The little girl screaming at the tablet.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I like it a lot. And I liked that trailer a lot because, I like the first movie.
I really like the first one, too.
So, we'll see more when we get more, because there wasn't a whole lot of content to the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Just them running around. They're on the internet, folks.
Which I kind of liked, because, like, the trailer for Wreck-It Ralph kind of, like, showed all of, like, the cool cameos of, like, video game characters.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't get that as much with the... second with the new trailer. So I appreciated that.
Like, there's apparently some of the stuff that you saw, like the, if you were looking, you'd see in the background while they were traversing the internet.
Right.
And of course they were like hit with pop-ups and stuff like that while they were walking. And
which was funny.
Clickbait ads. That was really funny. Like with these, one of them was like these six child stars, like grew, you wouldn't believe what they grew up to be or something like that. Ralph just starts walking off. That is interesting. It was really good. It was really good.
I'm excited.
I'm really excited about that movie. Something that I'm now kind of excited about that I didn't know was a thing before today. Apparently, they're rebooting The Crow, and it's going to star Jason Momoa, and they're looking at a 2019 release date.
Shannon just got like just felt a great disturbance in the force.
That's really soon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's crazy soon.
Right, yeah, for a movie that I haven't heard anything about.
It's a movie where you can get away with a lot of practical effects. You won't need as much CG in this.
Well, no, you need almost none. Like, yeah. There are bits and pieces. Because I loved the first two Crow movies a whole lot.
Yeah.
Granted, I haven't seen them since the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
But back in the
90s. They still hold up. I still love them. Those are good movies.
Well, there are other movies that you say hold up that I disagree with wholeheartedly. So.
And you were wrong on those instances?
No, he's really not. Because I know what movies he's talking about. And you are very much wrong.
So
I would defend you, but I don't know. We can talk later.
Once you know, you'd be like, really?
I don't know. We have a weird relationship.
That's true.
Ninja Turtles 3 does not hold up.
I have never once said that movie holds
that was,
up.
You would not stop talking about how that was like your favorite turtle movie.
No, that was 2.
No, it's always been 3 because you always
was you. Now Ace is doing the bit. That was yours.
What you're about.
Oh my god, I
know
didn't
so
mean
much,
it.
I know so much better than to think that Ninja Turtles 3 was a great movie.
Did we break him on that one?
Well,
we broke you on that. We broke you on that.
No,
I don't know what you guys are talking about. It wasn't me.
So Jason Momoa starring in a Crow movie.
Jason Momoa starring in anything where he's beating people up.
Is that Aquaman?
Yes.
Okay.
I like how we're all just like, yes, excitedly.
Yes.
I'm like the only one that didn't. Never mind.
How much
didn't recognize that name? Have you seen any of the Crow movies?
No, I haven't seen those either.
How much of the original Crow was he shirtless?
Not much, honestly.
You think they're going to change that?
They better.
It was Jason Momoa, so yes. That's good, yeah. We're going to see a whole lot more shirtless Jason Momoa.
I don't know why, but in my head, I'm picturing the Dennis Reynolds, like, when they're on the set as extras. And, like, D's covered in, like, the fake blood. And he's just like, yeah, no, I got it into my contract. You don't cover up the moneymaker. Like, that's just, that's going to be Jason Momoa. Like, they just darken his eyes. Like, they just darken the circles under his eyes.
Well, he just needs
doesn't even get the full face
paint. Yeah, he doesn't go full Sting.
He needs to cut his hair.
No, the original Crow had long hair.
No, all right, bye.
You have really weird like hang-ups with attractiveness in men, and you've been wrong on 2 parts this year.
I'm not wrong.
Weirdly, though, she likes Chris Hemsworth a lot. Oh, he did get his hair cut.
No.
See? Yeah. No, it's long hair.
I forgot about that.
I was about to tag that so hard with that, too. Like, you got to cut.
I know, and he's skyrocketed in hotness. My God.
She's so weird.
Is Thor Ragnarok out yet?
No, it comes out Tuesday.
I still need to see that.
Oh, it's so
Coco's
good.
Out,
I'm,
though.
I'm buying it on Tuesday. Bad. Like, that's happening.
No, we are.
There's a 4K edition that comes with a steelbook, and yeah, no, that's happening.
You're going to spring for a steelbook? No.
I know, it's not like me at all.
What if the steelbook was only DVD?
Mandy would be so happy. I would be confused. You wouldn't know what to do. Asa would still be laughing.
I mean, I would then own 2 copies of the film, or I would buy it and then just try to sell the DVD to someone.
Just pass that DVD off to me. I'll watch it.
Yeah, there you go. Because, I actually had a little bit of that conflict with Coco because I now have a 4K TV.
Mm-hmm.
And Coco, when I bought it, I could get the Steelbook with the Blu-ray, or I could get the 4K edition for the same price. I got the Steelbook. But
and.
Buy both. But I was torn.
It's like, oh man!
In 3 weeks, whenever there's a small price drop, you'll say, "I own 2 copies of Coco now."
Probably.
No, I don't. 4K, in my opinion, isn't that much of an upgrade that I need to.
It's not like DVD and Blu-ray. Like those are 2 completely different things. And if you have a Blu-ray player, you should definitely be buying Blu-rays.
Apples to oranges.
That makes no sense.
All right, before we go into a little Dickie tirade,
we've got like 8 more minutes of that song. So,
All right, Mulan, the live-action movie, there looks like it has been pushed back. to 2020. So that's a real bummer because I really want to see that live action movie.
But as well as they do with the live action movies, I would rather them push it back and spend more time.
Yeah. Like, it's not that I'm upset. Like, I'm upset because I don't get to see it sooner, not that they're pushing it back. Like,
it's that selfish reason.
Right, exactly. I want it sooner. I am fine with them pushing it if it needs to be better.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So, that's a little bit of a bummer. Disney has announced 6 new MCU movies.
Ooh.
But we've gotten dates for them. And I don't know why we have the dates and no titles attached. Not even, like, code names. But we got May 7th, 2021, July 30th, 2021, November 5th, 2021, February 18th, 2022, May 6th, 2022, and July 29th, 2022. And of these 6 films, they are not Spider-Man Homecoming 2, Guardians of the Galaxy 3, or Black Widow.
Ugh.
But they're all part of Phase 4.
Should be Black Widow.
I genuinely believe the reason that we're not even getting code names is because it's going to tie in directly with Infinity War or the sequel.
Yep.
And like, it's going to be like if we get some sort of mutant reveal, X-Men reveal, Fantastic Four, like, it'll be something there. It might even be like a Spider-Man thing. Like, not necessarily Homecoming 2, but like...
Right, because, yeah, Homecoming 2, we're supposed to be getting in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
That's like July 2019, I believe. And then we're getting the Guardians of the Galaxy 3 and Black Widow are coming 2020.
Was that ever confirmed? Because I know for sure, like, they said that they were happening. But they didn't give any kind of... That was the last I'd heard of it.
Yeah, we got it was confirmed that it was happening, and we got a release window.
Okay.
The year of 2020.
Okay.
But that's all we ever got on it.
Right.
And yeah, it's the same thing with Guardians 3. Like, we don't know when in 2020 we're getting that one, but it's
happening. So they're going to be putting out, like, 4 movies those years.
If not more. Because if you look at, 2021, it's pretty unlikely that we're not going to get a movie before May.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go to, in 2022, it's pretty unlikely that we're not going to get a movie after July. Like, that's still...
Well, we're not getting a Marvel movie after July this year.
Are we not?
Is there another one coming out after Ant-Man Wasp?
Oh, maybe not.
Because I thought they were sticking to, like, 3 movies a year.
Yeah, so it might just be 3.
But still, like, if it's 4, though, counting, like, 3 unannounced movies plus... Like Guardians or like Spider-Man.
Well, because those were different years. Because
This was 21 and 22, not 19 and 20. Gotcha.
Because 19 and 20 so far we've got Homecoming 2, Guardians 3, and Black Widow for 19 and 20.
Although didn't they do kind of something similar with Phase 3, where they announced how many movies we were getting? They just didn't tell us what they were initially.
Some of them had like top secret for the covers, and some of them we actually had names for. Yeah.
Gotcha. And then we ended up getting a huge diagram of like all of Phase 3 after a minute. Like, we got those dates first, and then they gave us like all the time.
And honestly, like after 20, because when's Avengers 4 come out? Is that next year?
I thought so. Like, it's supposed to be.
I'm on Google right now, just looking at it.
Because if that comes out,
Avengers is 2019.
Okay, so after, I feel like once we hit like 2019, and then that movie comes out, and then whatever the movie that comes out after it. I feel like that's probably when they'll they'll unveil like the full lineup for the next phase.
Because I imagine we'll get Avengers 4 before Homecoming 2. Would be my guess.
That would make sense.
And that one's coming July 2019. So
I'm really. It's not a spoiler because it's just theory, but I'm really scared they're gonna kill Peter. I feel it.
It's young Peter. So if they killed Peter at this point. That would be really upsetting.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, we just really need to get Miles and Gwen going.
It'd be a real gut punch, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Marvel doesn't like doing that.
Well, I mean, but guys, don't worry about this year, though. Because, we don't have any more movies after Ant-Man and Wasp. But we do get Venom in October, allegedly.
Shut your mouth.
Because it's not going to happen.
Well, no, I typed in, I was in Google. That's why I was, like, searching that stuff. I put in Marvel movies 2018, and it was the 3. It was Black Panther, Infinity Wars, and Ant-Man and Wasp. And then it was, like, look at more. And I was like, oh, do we get more? And it was Deadpool 2 and Venom. And I was like, oh, yeah, that is supposed to be this year. Man, that's not going to happen.
Deadpool 2 will.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That movie's done. Well, they got to fix that green arm thing with Cable. But
no,
besides
they did.
That,
they did. They fixed
you
that in the
did
trailer.
You not watch the last half of that trailer?
Yeah, but there's no
did
way
you
they
turn off after you saw action figures?
Yeah.
All right, so, we don't know. And honestly, a lot of those are probably, I mean, for the entire Phase 4, you could say a lot of those. There's going to be an Iron Man in there. There's going to be a Captain America in there.
Doctor Strange 2.
Possibly. Like, there's no... Just because we've got six unannounced ones doesn't mean that it's going to be... any of those are going to be new.
Right.
They might all just be, you know, the next movie in their respective things. With, like, could be a Ragnarok 2 in there. Like,
with all of the talk about, like, people's contracts, you have to assume there's going to be at least one or two new characters introduced.
Yeah.
I mean, probably. But I don't... Because I know RDJ is almost on... Like, he's almost done with these movies. Hmm. Like...
Let Anthony Mackie be Captain America, please.
I'll be Iron Man.
No, I want Anthony Mackie to be Captain America so bad.
Why?
Because I love the Falcon and I love Anthony Mackie and I want that character arc to happen now.
I mean, that's fair. Like, I don't disagree with you, but I really like Chris Evans.
No, Chris Evans is amazing, but it's one of those, like, if his contract is the one that's up, don't find somebody new. You have Anthony Mackie right there. Who is amazing.
So. And I still think that, like, this whole reality gem thing is going
to
really kind of throw a bunch of stuff out of whack.
Yep. We'll have to
Not see. Necessarily, Nick, but I don't want to.
We'll find out a whole bunch in May.
No, we won't. It'll give us all the questions we want to ask, and it's going to make us wait a year.
That's, yeah.
You use time travel to the future, and you see it.
Why do you do this to me?
I don't know.
No, she's not talking about a story. Like, you just time travel yourself.
She said. Because I have that ability.
Yeah.
I'm not Superman yet.
You don't know what's going to happen until May.
I won't be Flash. I won't be Superman.
Superman can't travel in time.
Yes, Superman can't. Did you not see Superman 3?
I did.
Was it
3? He probably fell asleep.
Where he turned the Earth backwards?
Yeah.
He just flew the other way?
Yeah.
Damn it.
He sure did.
The only thing Superman can't do is what Superman hasn't tried yet.
He can't become immune to kryptonite.
He hasn't tried
it. Has he tried it?
Yeah.
It's like a depressed person. Well, have you tried not being sad? Boom, fixed. I hate people. That's why I want to be Superman.
So, anywho.
More Marvel movies, please. The reason I was saying, like, are we going to get more than three is because, like, everyone keeps talking about the superhero bubble and how eventually it will have to burst.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, any more than three movies is kind of like, you're pushing it.
See, and I would agree if all the Marvel movies were just comic book movies.
Right.
But they're not.
Which is fair. Like, I get it. But I think it's less like the genre style and more of the connected universe.
Yeah.
Because you do kind of have to, like, even Black Panther, because I finally saw Black Panther. If that was your first Marvel movie, you have a lot of questions. That's not fair. There's not a lot of questions, but there are definitely
some questions.
Elements of things that you're not going to understand if you didn't see Civil War, at least.
Yeah, I mean, it gave you the necessary flashbacks to give you the gist.
Right, but there wasn't really any context around it. So it'd just be like, oh, well, I guess that's what happened.
You just kind of have to accept that happened.
If this was your first Marvel movie and you stayed after the credits.
Oh, you're super confused.
That is really confusing, yes. If you decided to stay after the credits for your first ever Marvel movie, that's a silly plan.
Who's this really attractive man? Why is he in wearing what he's wearing? I'm not going to say who it is. I'm not going to spoil it. I'm just saying he's very attractive.
Wow, way to spoil it. There's an attractive man in a Marvel movie?
Exactly.
That narrows it down.
Left it very open. Yeah. What, do you not find him attractive because he has long hair, Mandy?
She hasn't
Are we
seen
talking
it.
About Black Panther?
Yeah, she hasn't seen Black Panther
seen
yet.
Oh, okay, well, I left it ambiguous enough that you don't know what I'm talking about.
That's true, but you did just say long hair.
That does
narrow it down.
A little
greatly.
Bit.
Greatly.
That's fine.
You got like three.
That's three.
Well, probably not the attractive
I don't even know then. If there's three.
Oh, no. Yeah, there might be two.
Oh, well.
It's yeah. All right. Those are the only two.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Brush past
it. You seen it, too, though?
Yeah.
I mean, you guys all suck.
Hey, I invited you to see it with
no,
me.
No, I know. I was sleeping. The other two, just they're not friends with me, so.
So, anyway.
It was
comic
Tuesday.
Books.
It was cheap.
This portion of our podcast is brought to you by our good friends in Perryville, Missouri at Villainous Grounds, where you can get phenomenal coffee as well as purchase comic books. They offer a ton of services there, like setting up a pull list so you make sure that you don't miss any books that you're looking forward to.
Your pull list is bagged and boarded, too.
Yes.
Yeah. Not a lot of places will do that.
I'm scared.
At no additional charge.
Yes. I love the bundles. that they do, because like instead of having to shell out for a trade of certain arcs, they have multiple short boxes full of just like collected issues.
What would be in the trade?
Exactly.
But as individual issues.
So you can buy them at a discount and still kind of scratch that collector's itch if you want to collect individual issues.
Yep. And it's an awesome, awesome service. So anyway, and we're going to talk about some comic books that you might be interested in picking up at Villainous Grounds. If you were a Sandman fan, Neil Gaiman has announced that he is introducing a new Sandman universe.
Trevor.
So Trevor, I know you're listening. Sandman. Just try and remember next time we go up to VG. Because that's going to happen. We also got the new creative team finally for Amazing Spider-Man. We talked about before, Dan Slott is finally on his way out of Amazing Spider-Man after hundreds of issues.
Years of service.
I don't know. Has he done more? I know he's in triple digits.
I think it was like 150-something. That doesn't sound right.
I know he's well into triple digits, but I don't know if he's up to 200.
I have Googled this before.
Yeah. So I don't know if it's plural hundreds.
So years of service.
189 issues.
Oh, nearly 200
so
issues.
Close.
Yeah.
What dicks.
Yeah, he's approaching 200 issues of Amazing Spider-Man, which is significant for any one writer to be attached to one book.
If they don't let him hit 200, I'm boycotting Marvel.
They're not. It's already been announced. Oh, the new team is coming in at 301.
Or 801.
801, because 300 was the spectacular one that just came out.
Yeah, Amazing Spider-Man 801 is when the new team starts.
So he's just stopping at 800, issue 800 of the...
What issue are we currently at right now?
Like 897?
Something like that. 896 is the one that just came out,
right? Oh, yeah, because that was the one with the first appearance of Red Goblin and is now impossible to find.
Yes, and we're at, you said 180...
His run will be 189.
Oh, that's what it'll end?
No.
Including the...
After 10 years and 189 issues with Peter Parker, Slott will hang up the costume after June's The Amazing Spider-Man number 801.
Okay, so 801 will be issue... or the 189th issue that he's released with Amazing Spider-Man.
That's what this sounds like.
Okay. As opposed to, he's not at 189 now.
That's
with
where 14
either way,
issues to
this
go.
Was either way, that article was written in January. So he's not going to hit.
Oh, yeah.
He's
yeah.
not hitting 200.
Nope. He's
which
not.
Is fine. He's done 189 with 10 years. He's done enough, Dalton. You weren't reading it anyway. Why do you even care?
Because I like even numbers. Like 189 seems...
You know what's an even number? 800. Moving on.
That's
true. Who's taking over for him once he moves over to Iron Man?
Nick Spencer and Ryan Ottley. And Ryan Ottley, we talked last week about Invincible. Those of you that are fans of that series might recognize the name. Ryan Ottley did most of the art for the Invincible series.
Mm-hmm.
And he's done some Spider-Man stuff before. It looks... His art is tight. Looks really good.
That article with that like giant kind of like him fighting the Sinister Six...
Mm-hmm.
So pretty. If that was him, that's what it looks like, I'm on board.
You know, Ottley's stuff looks really good. The writer is one that a lot of people are a little bit...
wary of?
Yeah. Nick Spencer, the biggest thing that he has done recently, he wrote Secret Empire, which was the Hydra Cap story,
mm-hmm.
which honestly, as a standalone story, wasn't bad. Like, it was an enjoyable popcorn read. But as, like, I don't know. I felt like it was supposed to impact the world a lot more than it actually did. So it didn't make a lot of sense the way that happened in general. But the story itself was fun. Sort of. So I'm a little wary about Nick Spencer. He's done other stuff. He has a significant bibliography.
Yeah, they're not going to just give Spider-Man to some, like, upstart.
No, no. Even though, I mean, they're still going to be running. And I was really worried with what they've done with Peter Parker now that they were going to get rid of Spectacular
mm-hmm.
because he's broke again. He's no longer in charge of Parker Industries and all that stuff.
Right.
He actually has a job at the Bugle again. And, yeah, like that kind of – because the whole idea of Spectacular Spider-Man was that it was going to be telling the story of Spider-Man, but, like, at the street level. You know, not dealing with all this like global Parker Industries Iron Man 2.0 stuff
mm-hmm.
that he was doing. And since he's no longer doing all of that, the both books are kind of doing the same thing. But yeah, I guess we're going to keep them going, which good, because the Spectacular Spider-Man run has been really good. Like, Chip Zdarsky's been doing really well.
I kind of wish they would have just moved Chip over, like, just given him Amazing.
Yes.
Like call you could even call Spectacular at issue 300, which just came out, and then at 802, bring in Chip after have like given him
after Dan Slott's done. Yeah, just cancel Spectacular Spider-Man, move Chip over to Amazing Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
I would have liked that plan a lot more.
And still let Nick Otley though, because I am genuinely excited to see like what his art style is gonna look like.
I mean, if you look at some of the stuff with Invincible, it looks really good. And like I said, he's drawn Spider-Man before, and you've seen some of that.
And that's what I mean. Like, I'm excited to see what he brings to like Spider-Man, like especially like currently.
Yeah, that's fair.
Because I know what his art style looks like, just seeing it as more Spider-Man, though.
I hear you. We're on the same page.
Do one.
So yeah, I mean, I'll be picking it up, but
right.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
How good it's gonna be.
Is Spectacular the only Spider-Man book you're pulling right now?
I'm actually not pulling either of them. I'm reading both of those digitally.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I'm a bad person.
You are.
I should buy. I should get the Spectacular Spider-Man in physical, but I haven't.
Because then doesn't that come with the? Didn't they change it to where now that comes with a digital copy?
Because mm-hmm. Amazing Spider-Man's not good enough that I want to pay for it. So I just Marvel Unlimited it.
Oh, okay.
And then, yeah, Spectacular Spider-Man's really good, and I should be buying that. Anyway, Nancy Drew. If any of you guys out there are Nancy Drew fans, which, I know I've never been, Mandy?
Nope. No.
You posted that link, so I was kind of hoping.
I just saw it and posted it, because I thought it was cool, I guess. I remember her books, but yeah, I didn't read any of them.
Oh, fair enough. Either of you two Nancy Drew fans?
Hardy Boys.
I like the Hardy Boys a lot.
What's a book?
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, you don't know how to read.
Oh, that reminds me. I have a week-long bit I need to get to at the end of this show. Go ahead.
Okay.
For not podcast-related, I promise.
I don't know if that makes it better. Either way, Nancy Drew is getting a new comic book series. It's going to be starting up in July, I believe. And yeah, it's supposed to be kind of like rebooting, I guess, Nancy Drew. It's not going to be based on like the old books. She's 17-year-old know-it-all. Yeah, that's about all the information I got on it. I know like she solves crimes and stuff, but that's all I really know about Nancy Drew.
Yeah, right, same.
All right, well, if you're interested in Nancy Drew, I'm very sorry that this was an extremely lackluster preview for it, but
I kind of blame Mandy on the
You didn't even ask me. Like, you should have asked me during the pre-show or something.
He brought it up in the pre-show even.
Yeah, he said it too, and I was like, oh, Mandy will have something to talk about. Back in my head.
I whenever she posted it, I was like, okay, cool. Mandy will have something she wants to talk about.
She brought something to the table.
I think I was watching Wreck-It Ralph. Hey, what do you mean brought something to the table? Like, I don't bring stuff to the table. You're rude.
Cage match.
Okay.
Right now. Make it happen.
Okay.
We know a guy.
Man, we have this chat, like a little peek under behind the scenes for folks out there. We have this chat where we kind of collect news throughout the week of just stuff that, you know, we're going to talk. Like, you know, if we see an article pop up somewhere in our browsings of the internet. And Mandy doesn't often post there, but she posted this Nancy Drew thing. And I was like, oh, cool, something Mandy's excited about.
Yeah, I think all three of us probably had the same thought. Like, oh, she's going to have something, like, she's excited about this.
Well, and it's because every time you do post something, it's something you're, like, really excited about, too.
Yeah, it's like Overwatch skins or something like that.
But usually I, like, say something with it. That one I just,
that's
like,
fair.
Post. All right,
so now
usually there's, like,
or the eep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, guys, now we have code. If she just puts it, we can kind of skim past it unless it's something we care about.
It's still news for other people.
It's true. It's still, I mean, the Nancy Drew stuff is still newsworthy.
Yeah.
I would have done a lot more digging into it if I realized that.
Well, and I like to, because
I would have clicked the link.
Because it's not going to be like DC or Marvel.
Right.
Branded. So, I mean, anytime a third party, like, publisher
yeah.
gets like a big name, which whether or not you think Nancy Drew is a big name, like, she is a fairly big name in, like, especially like kids literature.
Yeah.
I think it's cool that they're doing it. We don't know much about it. We're not
right.
I feel like we need to make sure we're making it clear that we're not like crapping on the idea of a Nancy Drew comic, because that's not it at all.
No,
it's
we're just crapping on our group dynamic
know,
right
yeah,
now.
We don't know that much about it.
Yes.
So if it's something that interests you, be sure to look it up. We can even put the link to the story in the episode description.
Yeah, I mean, if that's
or on the Facebook, if you go to Podzilla 1985 or Facebook.com/Podzilla1985.
Yep. Find it there. We'll get
find
we'll,
it there.
We'll put that in there. And if you are interested in you're local and you don't even need to click on that link or you already knew about it, head to Villainous Grounds, let them know, or even hit them up on Facebook and let them know you want an issue of this comic book. Because it is a third-party publisher, so there's quantity is not guaranteed.
Yep. Yeah.
So. I think it's Dynamite, which is who helped Lights do hers. And they got hers no problem for me.
Would make sense. Dynamite does a lot of stuff like that.
Yeah, they're like fourth in like comic book publishing.
They're up there.
Yeah. Because, I mean, they're definitely in the top five.
Yeah.
They're one of the bigger ones.
It's not Marvel or DC, so it's pretty sick. But they are one of the – they're up there with like IDW and – stuff like that.
That's
excuse
always,
me.
That's always three to me. That's why I was just like, well, no.
The IDW, Dark Horse.
IDW has kinda, turtles.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. All right. In video games, this portion of our podcast brought to you our good friends Josh and Alan of Press Start to Join. You can find all their wonderful content. They do podcasts as well as reviews at www.ps2jshow.com. Check out their history of gaming episodes in particular. They're super neat. All right.
But before we launch into the ones that were actually made the story, I remember the thing I was looking for. So can we just do like 30 seconds of Ace's Conspiracy Corner?
Sure.
The Twitter account for @SpyroTheDragon is currently locked. And the name on it is someone. It's like Bob Falcon and it's owned by Activision. Activision has been working on a project. Like there's like someone found an audio file that got leaked. That's codename Falcon.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
Spyro Remaster. E3 June, calling it.
I'd play it
if not before.
Oh, I would too. I only got to play the demo discs of that game whenever I was a child, so I never actually got to play a Spyro game. But it was always fun.
I
played the first level so many times.
Yeah, the demo disc. Yeah, the demo disc is the reason I ended up getting the game eventually because I did the same thing. The same thing with Tony Hawk's Pro Skater. Yeah.
Well, your mom loved you more than mine loved me, so I didn't get those games.
I'll be sure to mention that on Wednesday.
We found it in a pawn shop, dirt cheap, years after it came out.
Oh, okay.
So,
well,
played it on the PS2.
You know how long it took me to get that blanket, Asa.
So anyway, not long enough. PlayStation Plus was, you know, continuing that vein of PlayStation news anyway. They are no longer doing free games via PlayStation Plus on the Vita or PS3.
Starting in March of 2019.
Yes. Hmm. Which... Oh, I thought that was this year. Never mind.
Nope, it's a full. We got another full year, which is like I like that they're making this announcement now because they're giving plenty of heads up. Like the PS4, we're current. Like it still feels like we're in the next generation of consoles, but this is the current generation.
Yeah.
We've been with PlayStation 4 long enough that it's current.
They should.
And, and the idea that like you know. People who aren't able to upgrade to from PS3 system to PS4, they've had so much time still to be able to enjoy the PS Plus benefits. So it makes sense that they're doing it. Like I said, I just really like that they're giving you a full year's notice.
Yeah, not like 4 months. Like
right,
yeah, or even just like hey, when I saw it earlier, I was thinking March 2018. I was like, but that's this month.
Yeah,
yeah.
I was like, Sony, please,
because they tied it into the announcement of what the 2018 March games were going to be, which Ratchet and Clank and Bloodborne.
Yeah, holy crap.
Like, that's a month, and it's about time because, like,
those, the games, the instant game collection or the PlayStation Plus free games, whatever they're called now, have not been great for a long time.
Yeah.
Like, you'll get the occasional gem every once in a while. But it's not, like, it's never a solid gem. It's just like it's a pretty good game.
Like, I've never really wanted to play Metal Gear Solid, but thank you for giving me 5.
Well, wasn't it just like, I think, yeah, it I wasn't don't... it was just Phantoms, wasn't it? Or not Phantoms.
I think it was the prequel game.
No. Prequel one. They both are out.
Oh, are they?
I have them both for free. Oh I have not paying for the Metal Gear Solid game.
I mean, that's fair, but I always...
Was it Generals? Was that what it was
called? I don't remember what it was called. It was Ground Zeroes and Phantom Pain.
Ground Zeroes, Phantom.
I knew the full release was Phantom Pain, and then, the prequel was,
So, I'm excited for it because Ratchet and Clank is amazing, that remaster. It's a beautiful game. It's so much fun. I'm excited to just be able to switch to a digital copy of it because I might end up with that platinum because I was working on it and I was getting close, but I got real frustrated with the racing levels. But and then I'm also really excited to play Bloodborne. For whatever reason, I've been on like a Game Grumps kick where I've been watching them play like Dark Souls and Bloodborne. And so it's just like, man, I kind of miss playing Neo, but I don't because I was terrible at it. But I hear Bloodborne's like an easy game, so I might stream it and just be like, look how good I am at this.
It's supposed to be easier Dark Souls, But so was Neo.
It plays more aggressive. Like, you're able to play more aggressively, apparently.
Right, you don't get punished near as hard, like, mm-hmm. as you do in Dark Souls. So, yeah, no, that's another game that I've been meaning to play for a really long time. Just, mm-hmm. yeah.
I think it's supposed to go up on, like, two. I think it's the 5th is when it's going to go up. So, tomorrow or Tuesday or something.
Yeah, definitely have to make sure to get that. But, yeah, honestly, I didn't even know they were still doing games for the Vita on PlayStation Plus.
A lot of them are cross-buy, too. So, if you download the Vita version, you get the PS4 version. So, like, this month, I think there's, like, a total of, like, 5 PS4 games you can get.
Nice.
Because of the cross-buy, including Mighty Number 9.
Oh, God.
Do you hate yourself but not enough to spend money? Now's your chance to play the worst Mega Man game ever made.
Mm-hmm. That's so sad. That project looks so cool. Yeah, no, I might have to dust off my Vita.
I sold mine. I finally broke down. I knew I was never using it, and I was collecting all those free games, and then eventually I just stopped because I was like, I've stopped. Not kidding myself. I'm never turning this thing back on.
Yeah, it's one of those things, like, for how little it's worth now, it's not, like, I would rather just not sell it because you never know, I guess. Because
it was such a cool system.
Yeah.
Like, it really was. Like, they just tried to create, they full-on Nintendoed it. They put too many gimmicks into it, and, like, no one wanted to develop things for it.
And Sony gave up on it super fast.
So quick. It's like a Pokemon game come out, and they were just like, oh, well, never mind.
Yeah. Like, they didn't put any of their developers into it at all. Like, they had a couple of lackluster game, like, sales, and that was just, they were done.
Yep.
Never mind. This is clearly a money pit. Now, the DS didn't come back just because of Nintendo support or anything like that.
Right.
But over in Japan, isn't the Vita, like, super popular still?
All handhelds are popular in Japan.
Yeah, but it's not, like... It's not enough to...
In Japan, they're still getting third-party releases.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I was kind of meaning.
I mean,
yeah.
There's still some third-party releases coming out.
Yeah, you get the occasional one in the U.S., but most of those are just ports of games that have been in Japan for a while.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, like it's still a fairly popular system in Japan, but again, that's just handheld systems are way more popular in Japan than they are in the U.S. for some reason. I really don't know why. It is what it is, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I might have to dust that dude off because I haven't even turned. It's been more than a year since I've turned on my Vita.
Yeah, oh. and that's how I was. Like, I was just because I wasn't even downloading the free games. I was just adding them to my library via the website.
Yeah,
I wasn't even turning on my Vita to like buy the games. I was just like, oh yeah, put that in my cart too because it's free.
Yep, might as well. I do that all the time. Like I'll just sit at work. And, like, if I've got a minute of free time or during my lunch break or something like that, I'll just add all the games for the month. Here we go.
Yep.
So, anyway, we have a possible leak. This is all rumor, not confirmed by EA, of the next Battlefield game. And it's looking like it's going to be called Battlefield 5. But the 5 will be a V because, for some reason, they're going to switch to Roman numerals now.
Gotta change it up. Keep you fresh.
I guess.
Nothing fresher than Roman numerals.
It's just that they want to be associated with that GTA V.
Yeah.
V was the best game.
Yeah. V was easily the best GTA game.
So that also ticked you off whenever you worked in, like...
Oh,
that was the worst, yeah.
You got that Grand Theft Auto V?
You mean 5? V. Okay. Yeah, no, we got V. Go beat yourself, I think is... Oh, I hate people.
Or, like, I would have people argue with me. It's like, I'm looking for Grand Theft Auto 5. I was like, we got it right here. That's Grand Theft Auto V.
Yeah, that happened a couple times.
Absolutely happened.
I can confirm that also happened to me.
It's like I believe it. I just.
But you don't
want to
believe it?
I don't want
it? Yeah.
To.
Yeah. No, people
don't. But I know it's like, true.
I don't get near as like upset when somebody asks for GTA V. Like, I don't say, like, do you mean? I just tell them,
you sell all right, five,
Grand Theft Auto 5, it will be this amount. I passive-aggressive go at it, but... Yeah, whenever somebody argued with me, it was like, nah, that's GTA V. I need 5.
Like, did you ever tell them that you were sold out?
Yeah, no. I did that a couple times.
They usually believed me, like, after, like, once. Are you sure? Like, yeah. As soon as I would explain it, yeah, V is the Roman numeral for 5.
You were way
like
nicer
the
than
other
I am.
Games that no, are Roman numerals?
Because I got that. I'd be like, no, that's GTA V.
Well, no.
Oh, yeah, you're right. No, we sold out of 5 a couple weeks back.
I want the one that's in English. I don't want it in Roman.
I somehow Dalton was surprised by that. Like, how
no,
did you
it's just this is a funny bit. It's just I hate people.
Okay, so either way, Battlefield V. It's gonna be World War II. So I guess they're gonna do a. Well, it's not really a sequel to Battlefield 1, but either way, because
that would be Battlefield 2.
That's what they were thinking. Like, apparently, that was a internal EDA. That's how it was known.
It's Battlefield 2 Volume 4.
BF2V4.
Right. Yep.
The most annoying acronym.
And really, you know, finally, we get to play a video game based around the events of World War II. Like, that's just such a fresh idea.
It is, yeah.
It's about time.
After all this modern stuff. Yeah, no, I could do for some past warfare.
In total fairness, though, whenever we were playing World War II, like back when we were playing that game a whole lot, I could have used a wall run every once in a while.
And it's a real bummer that they're saying that there's not going to be any wall running in Black Ops 4.
Where that was the most fun thing to do.
It was so much fun. I thought I would hate it, and I loved it.
Yeah, even I was decent at it, and I'm bad at that game.
Wall running was so much fun. And yeah, the double jumping and everything else, it added a little extra flavor to the game.
Yeah.
It was delightful. But yeah, that's what we got right now. Looks like the next Battlefield game is going to be World War II, and it's just going to be called 5. So they went, EA really needs to get their crap together for naming these Battlefield games.
Remember last week when we got angry about how Marvel changes the numbering? Video games are so much worse than comic books.
Oh yeah. Especially Battlefield. Like, if you want to run through like that game's history of like Battlefield 1942, Battlefield 2, Battlefield 2042, Battlefield 3. Or no, what? They didn't get Battlefield 3 for
no,
a while.
No, yeah.
It went to Bad Company.
And then Bad Company 2.
And then Battlefield 3.
And then Hardline. Yeah.
And then 4. And then 1.
Wait,
and now 5.
All right, and this is really... Didn't 4 come out before Hardline?
No.
I don't think so.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I very well could be wrong. I just thought it did.
Wait, I think it might have.
I think 4
came out before. You said 4 before Hardline?
He said 4 after Hardline. I said 4 before
Hardline.
I think it
was before. Because I bought Battlefield 4 on a Black Friday sale. Because I was like, oh, you know, it's super cheap. Like, I hear good things about it. This was before Black Ops 3, so I wasn't super into any of the, like, military-style shooters.
Mm.
I never played online. I tried to play through the story, got really frustrated on one mission, and just like, well, that's $30 I'm not getting back.
That's a bummer. Either way.
Because Hardline looked cool, but nobody was talking about it in our friends group, and I didn't want to bring it up because I didn't really like 4. So I was like, eh.
And Hardline was apparently like nothing like any other Battlefield game, and it was just kind of meh.
Cops versus Robbers is always a thing that I've kind of always been. That's why I'm so bummed Payday sucks so bad.
I mean, originally it was awesome.
Payday sucks now. I can't go back and play Payday, the original version of it.
That's true. Though they apparently did make some changes because my roommate has been pretty much nonstop playing Payday 2.
Really?
Yup. Yep. Sounds about right.
With our...
Oh, yeah, because that's what he did after D&D.
Yep. Yeah.
Because we're like, oh, did Andrew go to bed? Should we be quiet? He's like, no, he's playing Payday 2.
Yep. With Sam and Ben. So anyway, Twitch. They have teamed up with the 1,000 Dreams Fund. They're offering grants to promote female streamers on Twitch.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's just kind of a cool thing. They apparently, of the streamers out there, 35% are female.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the ones that get big, unfortunately, don't get there off of, you know...
personality or gameplay?
Yeah. They get there for other reasons.
Which is something Twitch is, like, recently... crack down on or yeah. is about to crack down on.
Attempting to crack down on it for a while.
I'm not super involved, like I'm not super big on Twitch. Like I'll watch the kind of funny streams if I get a chance to, which I'm always at work when they're on.
Yeah.
And then like that's about it. Every once in a while, like I'll stream from my Xbox, which I haven't done that in forever. But
yeah, I mean, I'll occasionally stream stuff on Twitch. I'm definitely not a regular viewer unless Overwatch League streams on Twitch.
Mm-hmm.
So once that started, I became much more regular Twitch viewer.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, yeah, I don't check out a whole lot of it.
Like, but it's a huge platform.
Oh,
like,
absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Like it's such a giant deal. And every time like something seeps into like r/all from Twitch, it's usually something negative about those kind of streamers.
Yep. So
yeah, it's nice to see them actually like investing in like. Solid content produced by females.
Yes.
Like that's just.
And basically if you're listening and you are either in high school or college, you can apply for these grants. They give out two per semester. to either a high school or college student, and you can get between $500 and $2,000 to help you with new equipment, to help with travel expenses if you need to go to a convention or something like that. Basically, yeah, pretty much anything related to your streaming career.
And the only problem I have with that is, like, maybe focus on school, though. Because, like, when you look at, like, all of the big-name streamers or, like, the big-name personalities who also stream, that is all their time. Like, they are full-time content creators. And I'm not saying it's impossible, but it's going to be crazy difficult to, like, be able to focus on school while trying to be the kind of streamer that gains that kind of following that would warrant this right. kind of grant. Because
a lot of people that stream do so as a full-time job, like a 40 hours a week right. minimum mm-hmm. kind of a deal.
And it's that I honestly feel like becoming a new, like, YouTube or Twitch celebrity is the new moving to Hollywood to try yeah. to be discovered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you never know, like, where your career just in general, like, all sorts of things can happen once you become Twitch famous.
Right.
Especially if you're really, really good at a game. A lot of, like, you know, pro, like, mm-hmm. esports players get noticed because they are really popular Twitch streamers.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. It's a neat system either way. And, yeah, like I said, I definitely want to see more diverse content out there on Twitch.
Right.
So, it's a cool deal. Kudos to those guys. Tony Hawk is no longer going to be working with Activision. And that's not to say there won't be any more Tony Hawk's Pro Skater games, though there probably shouldn't be because the last few have been...
No, they'll probably poop another one out so they can keep the license like they did with yep. 5.
But
because
Tony Hawk without Tony Hawk? What?
Yep.
I mean...
And he threw some shade on his way out.
Yeah, and he's still going to be... The title of the game will still be Tony Hawk's Pro Skater. Because while he's no longer involved in the creation of the games, Activision still has that license.
Yeah.
And they're just going to kind of keep that, and they can keep publishing games under that title
mm-hmm.
for as long as they want.
I guess he still stays famous.
Yeah.
I mean, he's as famous as Tony Hawk is going to be.
At this point.
It's no surprise he can't play blind.
Well, I'm saying, like, he's obviously not going to be forgotten about, because you'd probably forget him about him a long time ago if he didn't have the games.
Yeah. And that's what I mean. So, like, I think that's the only reason he's
yeah.
Like, when they announced Tony Hawk 5, and you're like, "Ooh, yay! I loved those games. Maybe they'll actually take this one seriously because the remaster was terrible."
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, well, maybe they learned their mistakes. Hey, mm-hmm. play as Lil Wayne, break the world. The day one update's bigger than the game.
And it still was broken
because it was so unfinished.
And then there was that really, really terrible Tony Hawk ride.
Oh, with that third part, with that, like, peripheral that yep. you had to try. Ugh. Garbage.
So bad.
So, yeah, because, like, the announcement he made is like, yeah, people will always message me about, like, when are we getting another Tony Hawk game? Like, one, I don't think he's ever been in charge of that. Leave the man alone.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, it's not up to me, and as of now, like, as of today, I no longer work with Activision, so there may be another Tony Hawk game, but I won't be a part of it. Hopefully it'll be better than the... I know the last ones were disappointing to fans.
Boy, were they.
Yeah.
Because, man, I got addicted to those games back on, like, the PS1 and N64.
They were so yeah. good.
So much
the
fun.
The soundtrack.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That
the PS2 Xbox generation ones were also amazing. Because that's Underground 2 and Wasteland.
Yeah, American Wasteland.
And those games were so much
See,
fun.
And I loved all of those. It wasn't until they got to, like...
Project 8 was, like, the first one that kind of started turning.
That wasn't great, yeah.
And then ever since then, it's just been turd after turd after turd.
Yep, pretty much.
The 5 broke my heart. That was the one where I was like, man.
I remember being so excited about it. And then it was that same thing with X-Men Destiny, where it's like, oh, man, I heard about this, and I was like, excited for it, but I haven't heard anything since the announcement. That's kind of weird. And then it comes out, and I start looking at reviews, and I'm just like, my heart sinks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like, no.
Yep. Yakuza 6. So the demo released for that, and now it's being taken down. Because the demo for certain people could unlock the full game for free.
Ooh.
So some people just got to play the full Yakuza 6.
Why just some people?
I don't know. I didn't look into the details, and I don't know if they know. But yeah, there were some people that just were able to get, because there was a workaround for it, and it worked for some people and it didn't for others. So, yeah, there were some people that got that demo that were able to get the full game out of it for free.
Because what they did for, like, I guess what they did is they put up the full game. And then, but they blocked off access to like, oh, you can only do like the first chapter.
Mm-hmm.
But then people found a way to access the entire game after that.
Yeah.
How long was it out for?
A couple of days.
Yeah.
Mm. And then people started realizing that.
Yeah, once Sega realized it, they're like, hey, sorry, no. can't give you that.
you guys broke it for everyone.
Yep.
All right, and the probably the last thing we're going to talk about tonight. Oh, no.
Go ahead.
I want to rapid fire at least the ESRB thing. But
we own the network.
We got the new character announcement official on Overwatch.
Oh, okay. Bridget.
After a couple of teasers.
Yeah, Bridget.
Brigitta Lundholm.
Bergerita.
Because she is Swedish, and apparently that's how you actually say her name.
Torbjorn Dazer.
I do kind of like that.
Yeah, and a lot of people were really happy. I know, like, that because the voice actor for Torbjorn is not Swedish. And it's kind of obvious. Like, it's almost stereotypical.
Yeah.
You don't say.
Yep. But the actress they got for Brigitta is actually Swedish, so a lot of people are really excited about that. So she actually has that an actual accent,
right?
As opposed to Torbjorn's over the top.
She looks so
Swedish
cool.
Chef, like.
accent. Yeah, you're not wrong.
No,
except he says words.
Yeah, mostly. Aardvark. It's hard work.
Wow!
Just throwing that hammer around. It's super hard.
It's cool.
Anyways,
like, I'm super glad that they're like continuously, you know, putting out free content. This character does not look like it's for me. I'm also kind of surprised that they went with two support characters in a row.
Yeah.
Or is she considered a defense? Like,
no, she's support.
Okay. Because defense is the only one they haven't released a
added one. Yeah.
Yeah. DLC character.
This is the sixth DLC character they've released,
mm-hmm.
and of those six, she is the third support.
Yeah.
She looks super cool.
I like her character design. I just like mm-hmm. looking at her, like the gameplay of like her abilities and stuff.
Yeah.
Not for me. Which I'm not saying it's bad. It's just like I'm not super excited for it.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a unique play style because it's kind of like she has a lot of the abilities of Reinhardt.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
her whole backstory is, yeah, she's Torbjorn's daughter, so she's an engineering genius.
Mm-hmm.
But she became Reinhardt's squire.
Yeah.
And just kind of roamed around and did stuff with him, including like repairing his armor and repairing him. She then decided at one point that she needed to be on the battlefield so that she could be more proactive in helping people and repairing equipment, armor, and, you know, people. Because she ended up, you know, fixing Reinhardt up a whole bunch. And yeah, so she made herself like a little miniature shield, like a mini version of Reinhardt's shield.
Mm-hmm.
She has a... instead of a hammer, she has a mace.
Flail.
Like, yeah. Like, it can, flail out, extends out. It can also, like, knock people back. She can do a shield bash to stun people. Mm-hmm. And also, you know, move around a little bit with that. People have found some pretty neat stuff there.
I very much look forward to being quite furious whenever we make a final push through a choke point to get to capture a point, and Lucio ults, and then she ults as just a FU of invincibility. And then wiping.
Yeah, because she her ult gives everybody around her armor
mm-hmm.
that just stays on until it's destroyed. So it's kind of like throwing out a ton of Torbjorn armor packs.
Yeah.
That everybody just gets.
Everybody
one.
Gets.
Yeah.
But it doesn't. It's not like a flat amount automatically. It builds as you're within the circle, like as within the area of effect.
I thought it was just you got a shield bonus if you were there when it hit. And then she gets a speed boost
mm-hmm.
while she's doing it.
I don't remember. I don't remember exactly how it is. She's in the PTR now, though.
Yeah, right. That's what I was trying to like look up now.
Because I keep meaning to log in the PTR and actually try her out.
Mm-hmm.
I just haven't.
I do like all the GIFs of like, so everybody's trying her out. So it's like 6v6 and everybody's yeah. Brigitta.
Yep.
And like that, like there was one where all six of them are like, they're lined up. They got their shields perfect.
Going phalanx
and
on
then,
it.
Yeah, and then the other team comes rounds the corner and sees it. So they all line up in their phalanx. And...
It's good. It
was kind of neat.
Yeah, it is neat. And she looks like a really, really neat character.
Yeah.
And she has a bunch of neat abilities. Her healing ability is really cool. It's kind of like a targeted Torbjorn pack,
mm-hmm.
except it actually gives you health, like a flat amount of health. But if that health goes over your max health, then it turns into armor.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
And there's a cap on the amount of armor that you can get from it.
And doesn't it go down over time?
I don't think so. Like, it's
I thought armor. There was something that she got that like it eventually kind of whittled down on its own.
I don't know.
I don't remember. I didn't look super. I saw the video where it was like, here's what she can do, and I was like, not something I'm gonna like. That's not enough. That's not gonna make me stop playing Monster Hunter or WoW to
jump back over to that. She also does have like an AOE healing ability. Mm-hmm. Whenever she hits people with her flail.
Yep.
So that's one thing that kind of goes up.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, maybe. Because the more people she hits with the flail, mm-hmm. The more healing she does. She heals herself and those in a nearby area.
I think that is what I'm thinking of. And then if that goes over your max health, that gives you a little bit of armor that will eventually, that's not permanent.
That might be it. But yeah, I know like her, the actual targeted ability
mm-hmm.
Heals you and gives you armor.
Okay.
If it goes over your max health.
Gotcha.
And then, yeah, like I said, she can throw her flail out for like a little bit of a knockback ability, and she can shield bash for a stun, and that's pretty much her kit.
Yeah.
She looks really, really interesting, and I definitely want to try her on the PTR at some point. I meant to before tonight so that I could actually talk about it. I've just instead watched, you know, the videos and stuff, but yeah, I just have not gotten an opportunity to actually play her. So, yeah. And the last thing I want to rapid fire real quick, because we are over on time now. ESRB has decided to add labeling for in-game purchases. Importantly, that's just in-game purchases, not specifically loot boxes or anything along those lines.
Did you see the reason behind it?
No.
They don't want to confuse parents. The ESRB thinks parents are too stupid to understand what a loot box is.
Because they also don't even call it a loot box. They call it surprise items.
Is that what they're calling it?
Yeah. That's what the ESRB is labeling it.
It's what I put in the group chat of the gif from the Invincibles. When everyone's super, Incredibles. No one is. Incredibles. Like, and this is what this is. I do not remember the last game that did not include some sort of DLC or in-game purchasable thing or loot boxes. This does nothing.
Because importantly, yeah, that includes anything that you can buy in-game beyond the original purchase. In-game currency, DLC, map packs, add-on packs, loot boxes, all of that is included. And yeah, that's going to hit 98% of the games on the shelf.
And the 2% aren't going to have physical copies.
Yeah, probably not. It's probably going to be a download in itself. Because right now, like I say 98%, but I cannot think of a game a AAA game that's come out in the last 2 years that doesn't have in-game purchases.
Right.
Sonic Mania?
But I was about to say that too.
Maybe?
Yeah, Sonic Mania doesn't have any.
Probably. Maybe that would make sense.
Yes.
You found the one.
All right, so yeah, 98% sticks.
But yeah.
I
think that loot boxes, like making a thing strictly for loot boxes makes sense. Like, the discussion of whether or not you think it's gambling is a whole other topic, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they even, because they even mentioned that there are systems in place in a lot of games that can limit how much time your child can spend playing a game. It will have spending limits, so you can, like, okay, you can only spend $20 a month, so you're not racking up some, like, crazy high bill by a kid just hitting a button over and over again.
Right.
So I just, this, like, they're saying it's a step forward, but it's not. This literally does nothing.
Yeah, because this just tells parents that, parents that didn't know in-game purchases existed,
mm-hmm.
now will.
Now there's just going to be an extra sticker on every box at GameStop.
Yep.
Gross.
That's it.
If they read that box.
Oh, yeah, and God help the employees mm-hmm. if they get a roll of those stickers and have to go out and add them to games. Like, if it's a retroactive change.
Who?
Yep.
Yeah, because they're just going to go out there and they're going to sticker.
Thoughts and prayers.
Every case.
Yep.
You've had to do it before too, huh?
Yeah. not on like that kind of a scale, but like I remember, I think it was Elder Scrolls 4, mm-hmm. Oblivion. They had the rating change.
Mm-hmm.
So anytime we got in a T-rated box, we had to put an M-rating sticker on it.
Yeah.
Mm. Anywho,
gross.
All right, guys, that's going to do it for us. Thank you for tuning in this week. And we'll see you next time.